On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Where you are, you know what you're doing. You clicked on this willingly. That's right. You probably click on it every week willingly. And if you don't, how am I even supposed to know? You know what? You can't prove a negative. Think about that. You can only prove a positive. No one can prove they didn't do something. That's like a court of law thing. You can only prove you did. So saying you didn't do something, there's no proof. How would you know? Again, whatever. So, moving right along. Hey, you know what I've been thinking about? Listen, hear this. Customer service, and I mean all customer service, especially places like cable, because that's the one that maybe you'd call the most, I don't know, Verizon, Comcast, Xfinity, what have you. Maybe you have Dish, or what is that other one? You have Dish TV, and then there's another big disc. Do people still put those in their houses? I mean, I guess they have to up in the mountains or somewhere where there's not any civilization, maybe, huh? No cities. It's rural, a farm, you know? And there's farms in this area of southeastern Massachusetts, which I find really funny. They're not all in Canada. I mean, Kansas. They are in Canada. Anyhow, am I getting way off the topic. Yeah, those discs on your roof. I don't know. It's Dish TV and there's another one. I don't know it. I don't have one. I don't want one. They're an eyesore. Just get a cable to your house like everybody else. Or a Fire Stick, something on Amazon where you can stream everything. Or a Frog Box, or I don't know, a Ding Dong. Anyway, customer service. Okay, you have a problem, right? With whatever you have a problem with. Your bank, maybe that's a good example. Anything. You call customer service, 1-800-HELP-ME. Okay, I think that's a real number. Maybe it is a real number. Is that enough letters? Numbers? Oh my God, maybe. Anyway, yes, it is. Point being, they will tell you what is wrong, don't they? I mean, they tell you, how's this, a version of what the problem is. And you know how I know it's a version? This happens to me a lot. It happens to other people. I've asked them. So it's not exclusive to me. They tell you what the problem is. You think it's fixed. It's not. You find out. You call back. You get a different person. You always get a different person. I don't know how that works. I know some people have that. They work out of their homes from even Comcast, or they just work from home. They pick up the number. They have a little laptop in front of them. They read the answer, whatever. You know what I mean. They give you a story about what's wrong, and it's a different story because it happens to me. I say, well, you know what? I was just told something else by the other person I just talked to a few minutes ago. So what about that? Can't you all get your story straight? Isn't it frustrating? It's infuriating, and it's happening a lot. I know it is. You know it is. Admit it. So I don't know what to do about that. They say we record these calls for to monitor, I don't know, to improve customer service. What do they have, those recorded messages that they say they're recording you? I hope they're recording me. Boy, back in the day when I had more fire in my belly, I swear, whatever they were recording on their end, they would probably make a CD for the Christmas party at the end of the year. And I was definitely one of the highlights. Okay. I was very snarky. You think this is snarky? You might not even think this is funny. Good. Then, you know, go watch Johnny Carson. Because he was really funny. But anyway. I would get a lot of, I pick up a lot of slack. Yeah. Because of the way I was. But you know what? If you're a professional, when you're answering the phone on the other end, you should be just get everything, take it, don't give it back, you know, take the high road. And some people do. Other people, you've pushed their button and their egos can't handle it, and they want to engage you and go at it. And it's not professional, but they have to remember they're the ones being recorded for their company. I mean, I have nothing to lose, basically. They're the ones that could lose a job, so they are supposed to keep it together. And it's about a 50-50 deal, I really want to say, about people getting angry back at you and giving you attitude and other people keeping it together and being professional, and you end up apologizing and saying, have a nice day. Other people you want to say, have a nice life. I get that. So, so my point is there's different stories. They vary. Different reasons for what happened in your case to cause whatever problem you have. And I don't like that. I wish they would all just be, give me the right answer. Because some people get so annoyed with me, I think they just want to hang up. And I've gone on with this story way too long anyway. You're going to hang up. How do you like that song? Isn't that annoying? Oh my gosh. Back in the day, they played that song constantly. Oh, you know what? It's one of those songs. It's like that ice cream truck. Remember we talked about the ice cream truck? It stays in your brain. Oh, so I just want to get this segment over with and then put my notes away so I never have to stumble on the words quarter flash, because then it jumps right back in. Even if I don't hear it, quarter flash, that word just triggers this horrible song. Which got me to thinking, and you can disagree if it's a horrible song. You probably love this song. And if you do, then you're part of the problem. And if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Anywho, so these one-hit wonders. I mean, whatever happened to Quarter Flash? Where did they go? This song was a mega hit. I'm telling you, I heard it every 10 minutes or something on different stations. Heavy, heavy rotation. And now, poof, they're gone. They're gone. I do kind of wonder what happens. I mean, now psychologically, what happens to these people that have this huge hit? They're on top of the world. They think it's going to continue, and it doesn't. They're left in obscurity. Okay? That's got to be a hard thing. I mean, is it better to have all this fame and then lose it? Or is it better to just never have it so you don't know what it's like and just go along with your life? You know, that's one of the $64,000 questions. Or is it a $1 million question? See, I don't know with inflation if it went up or not, because it used to be the $64,000 question. That was like a game show back in the 1900s or something, when that was a lot of money. And anyway, okay, so I'm thinking the answer to that is it's better to never have it, because it's got to be, boy, the bigger you are, the harder you fall, right? Right? Jimmy Cliff, didn't he sing that? Cliffs, Jimmy Cliffs, yeah, the reggae. I love reggae. I never play reggae, do I, on this? I just play other stuff. Should get a clip of that at some point. Anyway, yeah, so I think it's better to never make it big, because unless you know you can sustain that, like Bill Gates or somebody, I don't even know what in what capacity you could do that. And the music industry is very, very fluctuating. I don't think that's a stable one to try it. I mean, you're probably going to fall on your face, like restaurants. Most restaurants fail. But again, if you have a big hit, that's great. You're riding the wave. But you know what? It's probably going to end, unless you're like, I don't know, who did it? Who had a one-hit wonder and then took off? Nobody, because then that wouldn't be a one-hit wonder. I don't know. You're just not going to be the Bee Gees, so give it up. Yes, yes, Tori's pet peeves. Do I really need to say that every week? Don't you get it by the music by now? It's been 6 months since I've started this segment. Every week for 6 months. Come on, catch up. Keep up, people. Keep up. Pet peeves. Oh, boy. Okay. This is like a Facebook thing. And I've talked about some, you know, Facebook things before, but this is, I don't know, just, it's a peeve of mine. And other people agree with me with this. And it's just something simple and silly, and it doesn't really amount to anything. But it's the act of liking one's own post. Okay, you put something up there, and then you click like on it. What is that about? Okay, stop it. Stop doing that. That reminds me of, like, putting the initial dollar in your tip jar. Only it's worse. There's no point to it. At least with a tip jar, you know, that's encouraging other people to give you money to sustain your livelihood. Okay, liking your own post, you, we get that you like it because you're the one that put it on your page. Yeah, genius. You're a genius, aren't you? With a J. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? You look ridiculous. People are mocking you. No one does it. If I ever do it to myself, the only way I do it is with that new rainbow pride flag. I like to change, because now that it's an option, I change my like of something, or I like one of my old memories of Facebook and put a flag up there. Because those flags are going to stay as an icon, not to choose to click on and make, but it's going to be preserved when it has been clicked on. Like, you can look back and see those little purple flowers under pictures or posts, which meant thankful around Mother's Day. Those kind of stayed around. You can't click a flower now, but you can still see that flowers were clicked. What do you think of that? So now the rainbow pride flag, I'm clicking a bunch of those because I want everybody to know it's going to stay there with a little rainbow long after the rainbow option is going away. And that's probably in a couple of days, because it was only good for the month. It's Pride Month, everybody. If you haven't heard that, then you're hearing it now when the month is over. So you should have been paying closer attention. Now stop liking your own posts, you weirdo.
She paid for a lot. She put the lime in the coconut. She took a bowl up. She put the lime in the coconut. She took a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut. She took a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut. She called the doctor, woke him up and said,
"Doctor! Hey, you know what? Lime and coconut, those are good. But that's not where I was going with this. But there were no Kiwi songs. Or are there? Are there? And I don't mean New Zealand Kiwis, because that's what they call people that are from New Zealand, are Kiwis. I think the people from Australia are Aussies. So they don't get to be a bird. I don't know what an Aussie is, other than it's Australia. It's a nickname. Anyway, back to the Kiwis. And I'm talking about the fruit. And I think it's a fruit. I don't think it's a vegetable. Like, tomato is a fruit, not a vegetable. Did you know that? Did you learn something today? A tomato is a fruit. Google that, please. Thank you. You're welcome. Okay, anyhow. Kiwis, this is mind-blowing. I mean, to you it's going to be. I think, maybe. I don't know. I never even tried a kiwi until about 5 months ago. Isn't that crazy? You know what? I steer away from kiwi juices because I don't like the juices. I really don't. But I tried a kiwi, and I'm telling you, it was so delicious. So good. You scoop it out, you cut it in half, and then you scoop it out with a spoon. And you just eat it. All of it. And I have to eat the whole thing. You do. And they're great. And I think they're good for you. But what I was going to say about that is the kiwi is good to me on its own. I do not like the juice. And that is the same for strawberries and blueberries. Think about it. I hate strawberry drinks. Like, they mix them when, you know, you get Dole or whatever, and they mix, like, the orange juice with the strawberry juice. Ugh. Same with blueberries. Blueberry juice, what is that about? It tastes awful. And blueberry oatmeal? Awful. Blueberry muffins, I'm on the fence about that. But blueberries by themselves, I'll eat a pint. They're so good. And you know what? They're an antioxidant. Did you know that too? Which means they're good for you. They antioxidate your cells and stuff. Right. And because you have like free radicals running around your insides. And I think that means that they're like ISIS cells. They're free radicals. And they're going to do a jihad on your system. I don't know. But blueberries halt them right in their tracks. Okay. So you can fight your radicals with blueberries. Maybe the juice too. I don't know. But I'm not drinking it. I'm not drinking strawberry juice. I'm not drinking kiwi juice. I'm not drinking kiwi strawberry juice. Don't get that anywhere near me. I think they make that in those vitamin waters or those, I don't know, those flavors. Ugh. And you know what's even worse than that? And I might have talked about this. I don't remember, but I'm talking about it now. Don't you hate when I say that? I might have talked about this, but I'm going to talk about it again. No, I don't remember, but I hate mango. I hate mangoes. I hate the taste of a mango. I don't know about a papaya. I'm not sure if I've ever tried a papaya. I don't know where you find them. I don't know what they look like. I would have to go to the supermarket in the produce section and read the signs or Google it and find a picture. I don't know what a papaya looks like. I think it looks like an avocado, but a little bit different. And I love avocados. How did I get off on this? Lime and the coconut? But you know what? Avocados are great. You cut those in half. You take out that big pit. I don't know what you do with it. You can't put it down the disposal. I think that you put it in the trash. And you put the avocado in a little bowl and you pour some Italian salad dressing on it. That's what you do. Then you, oh, it's so good for you. And I'm not sure if they make you fat, but I don't care because I'm not. And I'm going to keep eating avocados. They have the good cholesterol. I'm pretty sure I read that. There's cholesterol, but it's the good kind. And my cousin Dan is a nutritionist. And I've talked about Dan before. Actually, Ron and I interviewed Dan back on the radio days, MSX years ago, when we had the call-in show. We did things live back then, not like everything's recorded now. Tough, you can't call me. And with your trolling, you can't troll me. Ha ha. But anyway, my cousin Dan is a nutritionist, and he works for the United States Olympic team. Check it. Fact. Yes. He's been interviewed. He does seminars. He writes books. Blah, 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 blah. He's awesome. And he, you know, told me about gluten and all these things. But yeah, so he's who I go to if I have a question about nutrition. Okay. And yeah, the Olympic team. So whatever. It's good. It's all good. He works with the ice skaters, these figure skaters, and keeps them in shape. And these are gold medal winners, man. That's right. So I have friends in high places and low places, like Garth Brooks. Oh, remember that song? I'm gonna digress a little, as I do, because that's what the show is all about, in case you haven't noticed. In a year, I've been doing the show a year. I've been doing other shows longer. This is Tori's, probably my year anniversary about now. I don't know. I'm not keeping track. Ron probably is. Ask him. We'll ask him later. Now I forgot what I was going to say. See? And I have to go. I can't go back because it's live to me. It's recorded to you. But it's live to me. So whatever I was going to talk about, I'll have to listen to next time when I'm playing this back sometime. And well, you know what? We'll get back to that because I really don't remember. Okay, goodbye. I mean, next. So with that being said, you are the bitch asshole that hate me the most. So yeah, I hate you too. To all the punk ass fools that just wanna talk shit, I hate you too. To all the high class ass that's too hard to pass, oh yeah, I hate you too. Doses and mimosas, champagne and cocaine, how to get me through? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I love Cherub. Oh, that was such a great song from a couple of years back. They actually made two videos for that, two official videos. One of them is definitely R-rated. If you can find it on YouTube, that would be nice. The other one is cool, too. They're both really good and very different. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I like what they're saying there. I like the beat. I like everything about it. Where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. Okay. Warm smells. Oh, you know what? That's an expression that I thought I coined. I think I coined it last weekend. Whenever you eat a lot and your stomach gets full, I mean, you've been there, right? You get that. You know where I'm coming from, dude, eh? You don't want to smell any food anymore. That's a turnoff, right? Am I right? Right? Because it's just nauseating. And I call that a warm smell. Okay, I'm driving in a car usually when it's happening and the windows are open. I'm not driving. I mean, I haven't had a car in 6 months. My car was in an accident and I have not been able to replace it. So, you know, there's that. Anyway, so I'm as passenger. I call myself a passenger now. I should just make that my hashtag. I'm a hashtag passenger. I'm a passenger in life. Think about that. So the windows are down, driving around with whoever, and I smell barbecues. This is usually the weekend. People got the grill out, you know, or you're going by a Burger King or something. You know, these restaurants with the smoke coming out the chimney thing and the pipes, and it's, you can smell the cow flesh everywhere, and it's either a turn on or it's a turn off. For me, 9 times out of 10, it's a turn off. OFF. Okay, that's a warm smell on a warm night is really repulsive. It's wrong. And the two people I used the word warm smells to laughed. They thought it was funny. Well, I am a humorist. I know that. But, you know, I thought I coined it. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. It's a thing, I guess. But I don't care for it. I don't like smelling food. Probably anytime. Hungry or not. I am, you know, my nose is very sensitive. Ron, we've talked about this, Ron knows. I can break down smells into what they are. There's a couple of different smells in the room still. My nose should work for NASA. I did look into jobs for people that have a really good sense of smell. And I have an extraordinary sense of smell, not just really good. It's genetics, whatever. It's DNA. Can't do anything about that. One job, I think, as I recall, I haven't looked in a long time, was a perfume maker, creator, helper. They give you different things. Oh, yep, yeah, oh, that's good. Need a little more jasmine. Oh, that's okay, good. You know, cedar. What I do like the smell of, as far as perfumes, which I don't really wear very much, I like a woodsy, sandalwood cedar smell. They used to make one years ago. I can't even remember the name of it now. Back in the 90s, I really liked it, and they just fell off the planet. It was a really great woodsy kind of smell, which I can't really duplicate anywhere. So I don't wear it. I can't afford Michael Kors unless I get a little, you know, trial size, those little vials. Maybe you can find one on eBay for a couple of dollars, and that's what I'll end up getting. But you know what's really, I would really rather just have a lotion, because you can just put hand lotion on a lotion anywhere, and it's not overpowering. Hey, people that you keep spraying yourselves with these fragrances, your body, here's some biology for you. Your body gets used to it. Your nose gets accustomed to it. That's why you can sit around your filthy apartment and not smell the dog pee that's there, that when people walk in, first thing they smell. Okay, you've grown accustomed to it. It's scary and gross, and it's also true. So that would obviously apply. That theory applies also to perfumes and colognes, okay? When you put them on and you keep putting them on, you think you need more, it's because you've already grown accustomed to it. It's still there. You don't need to double dose and triple dose. It's offensive to everybody else. And stop wearing those into movie theaters and where you have to sit near people. And now they have assigned seats, as Ron and I discussed. So you're sitting next to smelly people and you can't do much about it if it's a sold out thing. You know, just stay home. Stay home. Everyone, stay home. If you have perfume or smelly or not, just stay home and stream. Stream on Netflix or something. Why go to a theater and spend all kinds of money, drag your butt there, smell people's disgusting odor? You know what? About that. People, you know, how much is a bar of soap? I have no patience for people that go out among other humans and they have a stench. And they know it. And they don't care. I'm going to punish everyone because I have nothing. Let me punish you. Here, smell me. Smell me. Okay? You know, what's wrong with you? I mean, obviously there's something wrong. I mean, I can't do anything about it. I'll just move away. But sometimes I will fan in front of my nose a little exaggerated so you get the picture, you know? Other times, I don't want them to know I'm offended. Yeah, I love your smell. Oh, you smell wonderful. All right? Two can play that game, my stink bod friend. Weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, write your name. Yeah, I am the Taylor Swift of podcasts, in case you haven't figured that out. Yeah, that's right. You date me at your own peril, because you will become a topic. I promise. So, yeah, my mouth started twitching. The corner of my mouth. Do you ever get that? Do you ever get a twitch? Like, different parts of your body, the skin starts, like, jumping around, like a nerve. I actually remember one time going to see my doctor, and I just had a regular appointment, but the timing was funny because when I got there, my left arm, my forearm, started doing the twitching thing. I mean, you could look at it. You can see when your skin is doing the twitching thing. It just moves. It's bizarre. And you know it's like a nerve thing. And I remember showing her, and this has got to be like a decade ago, or almost. And she said, just stop it. Just stop it. I mean, I don't know if she was serious, because that's not how it works. I would love to stop it. Just like my face twitching now. When I'm experiencing stress, and this has been in the last probably a couple of weeks, things have been unusually stressful around, my life for whatever reason, do the math. And so now I'm getting this, the left side of my mouth, it starts to go down in a twitching motion. And I'm sure that amuses a lot of you and you're like, good, couldn't happen to a nicer person. Well, okay, well, that's fair. And it's not constant. I mean, it'll be there for a few hours and it'll go away for a day or two or three. And then it starts to come back. And I mentioned it on my Facebook last week. It was funny. I had a lot of responses about it. But one response was really funny. My friend, who she will remain nameless because she knows who she is. And it was funny. It's the comment's still there. She told me her eye was doing that for 3 months. I can't believe it. I mean, I couldn't take 3 days of my eye spazzing out of my skull. And she stood it for 3 months and she said it was definitely stress. So, I mean, I remember telling my mom after I read that, her comment, and my mom was like also shocked. I mean, really, 3 months is a long time. My mother said her eye has also twitched. I think I've gotten the twitchy eye before. But yeah, 3 months worth. Holy cow. You know, I want off this planet for so many reasons sometimes. And that would just be like, but my mom said, you know what? She goes, you get used to it. I just kind of like that dog urine smell in your apartment. You get used to it. So are we getting used to things that are bad? Like a Trump presidency? Oh, yeah. Oh, please stop. No, no, no. And on that note, I will say goodbye and see you next time, America, or Europe, or wherever you're listening from, because this is the interworld, the interwebs. You can listen and do your thing wherever. I think you can listen on your phone if you so choose. I have a friend that actually does that. She has told me she will listen on her phone to what I'm talking about. I don't think she listens every week. I don't think anyone should. I mean, right? Just whenever you can, please. Now let's trail out to the violent friends here. Oh, it's a lovely, lovely music. I just love it, darling. My cutlery's all so in bloom. I love to say that. All right. Peace out. Beautiful girl, lovely dress.